welcome. And we just want to let you know that 60%
of our listeners,
mm-hmm. our viewers, all right, are not subscribed. So what we want you to do is go ahead and subscribe
to us on whichever platform you're listening to us on. Give us a heart, give us a thumbs up, give us a like. We appreciate it. And you can also give us a 5-star review if you're feeling moved to. So, welcome back, Queens and Kings. This is part 2 to our Coons Make More Coins, because if you listen to part 1, which we highly recommend, you'll see that it got cut off. I believe, King, what were you saying when we got cut off?
I don't know. Y'all just gonna have to go back and hear it. I'm playing. We were definitely going into the...
No, I was saying that you were saying that it was because we were speaking too much truth.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I mean, look, we kept calling out some specific coons, all right? Mm-hmm. And I believe that we're in a little bit of a shadow ban here going on SoundCloud. But regardless, when you start speaking the truth, things do definitely end up happening.
Yeah, little technical malfunctions mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But whatever, we're going to keep it real over here because we stay lifting veils.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the point where it cut off, I believe, is when we were talking about our sponsorship and everything. And right. just to reiterate, we produce, edit, direct everything ourselves.
Yep.
So your support will be definitely appreciated.
And necessary.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes. Whether it's monetarily or non-monetarily, we appreciate it. If
yep.
you would like to contribute monetarily, we do have PayPal options as well as Cash App options, as well as a Patreon option as well. You can click the link in our, you can look at the details for that in the show notes as well. And if you're looking for ways to support us non-monetarily as well, then you're welcome to
Tag us mm-hmm. when you're listening to the podcast and share the podcast on your social media platforms. We're asking that you tell 2 people about this podcast.
Yep.
And we will put this information in our show notes as well. We appreciate the support, and money is energy. So we are sending back the positive energy your way and hope that you receive it back 100 times over to do the things that bring you, we always say, black ass joy.
Yes,
all right,
or whichever ass joy it is that you need. So we dove into our topic, and then I looked over and noticed that it had stopped recording randomly. So
right.
I was like, okay, I'm keeping my eyes on that now. And so we're gonna jump into the topic. Coons make more coins.
Mm-mm-mm.
I didn't realize that coons made more coins than the people who you actually see spreading the truth. So that's something very interesting to notate.
Mm-hmm.
King, I wanted to ask you, what is a coon to you? Your definition.
A coon to me? All right, for a definition.
You look so ready for this.
Yes,
for this
definitely.
So you got ready. Too excited, set up and everything.
All right, so a definition, or if I could make it easy for you all to look at a specific person who is a coon, I have 2 people. Either off of the Boondocks, there's a character
yes.
named Uncle Ruckus.
Mm.
Or if you would like to take your time and watch the Django, you'll see that Samuel Jackson played a reputable coon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need a reputable source to see in real time and to kind of divvy off what a coon looks at and sounds like, that'll probably be the way for you to go.
So what's your definition, though, of a coon? You gave examples.
Yeah. My definition of a coon?
Mm-hmm. Without mm-hmm. using any examples
definition
that we have
of a
here,
coon.
Even though you used
mm-hmm. yeah.
2 of them.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Definition of a coon?
Yeah, come on.
All
you
right.
got it? Ain't thinking about it.
Someone without, or someone within specifically the diaspora, black diaspora, African diaspora, that decides whether they're consciously or unconsciously participating or willing to demonize and totally undermine their own people. That's a coon to me.
Yes, I agree with that. I definitely agree. I feel like A coon is someone that's just willing to perpetuate those stereotypes of black people that are already there and reiterate dumb narratives that there's no way that that's how black people are, you know? And he gave very good definitions with Uncle Ruckus and Samuel L. Jackson in the Django.
Yes. Now, Queen actually went through the mission herself, and she went to look for the original definition of a coon.
Yes.
We got this according to Oxford.
Yes. And I will say, when I looked up the definition, and this was the first thing I saw, I was cracking up laughing. King was like, "What are you laughing at?" And I told him, and he sat up, and he was, "Okay, tell me what it say." So go ahead.
Oh, no, I can't, because I'm going to laugh.
So the first thing I saw when you look up coon, it says it's a noun. Number one, short for raccoon, North American derived. All right. Then number two, get this. It's just, it literally on the page, it's two dot a black person, period. Ooh. And at the bottom in a box, it says offensive.
Oxford, y'all. Oxford, Oxford, Oxford.
And as soon as I told King this, he immediately said, "Oh no, check Webster."
Well, check Webster. You gotta check Webster, cause Webster provide you, you know, a little extra. So yes. Queen was like, "All right, cool. First definition they bought upon us was, of course, raccoon again. Right. All right. Now that's a North American. I forgot the actual name, but either way, marsupial. No, that's another one. I'm going off ledge right now. Mm-mm. All right. But the second definition, of course, the first thing they put was offensive. Same thing with Oxford, but they went into a little bit more detail. It's used as a insulting or contemptuous.
You got it. Sound it out again.
Contemptuous.
Good job.
Term for a black person. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act like I didn't know that word. I did. Okay, it's pretty much a racial empathy.
Don't matter.
It's pretty much a racial empathy.
Majority of people got eighth grade reading level, okay? Hey. They wouldn't have got that word.
But I'm not.
Boom.
But I'm not doing it. It just some word, it looked a different way.
Yeah.
The other words. But anyway, then we, you know, then Queen was like, "Look, I'm gonna just go ahead and go to what we know." That Urban Dictionary
broke it down.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Urban Dictionary definitely said for the first one, y'all, which it made me laugh because they just hit the nail on the head. Coon is an insulting term used by both races. Now, when used by whites, it's translated to nigger. And that's the hard E-R.
Oh, gosh.
Not the A-R.
Not the A-R.
It's the E-R.
It's an A.
The offensive one is the E-R, apparently. All right? The A-R is the one that's used when we're like, "Hey, what's up, my nigga?" That's the one. My nigga.
But there's no R at the end of that.
No, it is. Nigga.
Where is the There is okay, go ahead.
Or can you lend me a pencil, my nigga? That's
y'all.
Now, when used by blacks, it's describing an Uncle Ruckus type character, which I provided earlier, and a black person who is ignorant to white discrimination and unknowingly suffers with self-hatred. A black man who only dates white women or only finds white women attractive.
Facts.
All right, now, again, I provided you with another. Samuel Jackson played a coon in the movie The Django. This is literally what Urban Dictionary provided us. And that lets you know that someone is definitely within the soil at Urban Dictionary because they're hitting the nail on the head.
And they even used it in a sentence for you. It says, "Great. The only black newscaster for Fox didn't find anything wrong with the white policeman only arresting the black kids and a group of black and white kids. What a coon."
That's a great definition. A wonderful definition. Now, I want you all to take in mind that this next individual that, again, not necessarily on my radar, but I've made sure that I did my research on this individual, and they have a very long history of being a candidate coon, or yes, definitely.
And has won multiple Coon Awards. Sorry to cut you off.
Yes, he actually won multiple Coon Awards. Now, I'm talking about Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson. He actually has a YouTube channel, Jesse Lee Peterson. You can go check that out because he pretty much, or not, but he provides you exactly with his coonery. The way he delegates and disparages his own people. Now, I know he said, not all.
Babe, please. But what the
hit my issue is that through all of his talking points that have been regurgitated by again white supremacists that really are utilizing him as a catalyst and as a tool as a pawn. I'm saying this all to say, first, Jesse Lee Peterson is, when I said a reverend, y'all need to, what worries me, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off. Just to point out that you can literally pause this podcast and go be ordained as a reverend and or minister within 10 minutes and come back and then we would address you
now,
as reverend.
Now, technically, since he lives in the state of California, also his title would be a counselor. If he puts that on his taxes. And what he does, now in the state of California, as a counselor, you can actually utilize someone's insurance and charge them for your services. So no, because I'm letting people know not to get finessed. Now I'm not saying
don't stop with the deviated septum voice, please stop with the fake. I swear everything I love. Please
what you have
stop.
To do. What you have to do, y'all.
I wish y'all could see his face.
No, seriously, I'm trying to give y'all good information right now. So why I'm pointing him out is, one, we're in the space of black media, what we're participating in right now. Okay. Seriously, the things that he says outside of what needs to be truth is very dangerous, and in the eyes of other people and in the ears of other people, it's literally a tool again. He's being utilized as a tool. And a part of me is like, yeah, he's hustling because he's getting the ears of people that think ignorantly.
And he can't believe the things that's coming out of his mouth. Like, the stuff that you will hear him say.
Right.
Once you continuously watch him, you're like, nah.
Right. Nah. Now, we've had individuals that have been up there and definitely went on his show, sat down, talked with a brother. Definitely within the diaspora, outside of the diaspora, some white folks, black and black folks, and black, some black folks, white and white folks went up there to go talk to Jesse and try to, understand where he's at. And I understand, like I said, I believe to a degree he's a hustler and he's utilizing our modern communication, which is black media.
Right.
And he's a focal point because he utilizes references that stream directly from white supremacist viewership or viewpoints, especially within the African diaspora, black diaspora. But Bishop Talbert Swan, very, very well known and an activist, and again, he's a leader within himself, with his own community. He went on Jesse Lee Peters' show, and he definitely decided to sit down and talk with him. Now, before I get into just a segment of really, honestly, the end of the conversation that Bishop Talbert Swan and Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson had, I want to make you all aware, seriously. I'm not just trying to dog or go at this brother.
Yes.
I'm saying it because we're dealing with these type of individuals that are within our skin but think like someone else on multiple degrees.
Yes.
I'm going to say this. As a reverend, you're supposed to be a spiritual leader and help people grow. He's, in a way, it's a poisoning mindset. And for some, I don't know, he may have helped. Okay? Right. That's whatever, outside.
He did say to try and make, you fall for it a little bit.
Right.
Say it makes some
sense. Right. And for some individuals, if that helped, I'm not sure, that's them. But what I will say is, him in the media, in that industry, coming to him as someone that's not able to think for yourself or actually understand what he's doing, you'll definitely be easily manipulated in his words.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Cameroon, who we talked about earlier, he is someone that is within a realm that affects us on a judicial aspect. in the courts. Mm-hmm. And that's dangerous because that's someone that looks like us. Yeah. And does not, share our efforts to honestly work together and to protect one another, especially when it comes to our queens.
Yes.
David Clark, Sheriff David Clark, is another. This is someone that's in the line of policing our streets. Someone that's supposed to serve and protect. That's another individual that has participated, and so on and so on. There's so in healthcare. Oh, you have Dr. Benjamin Carson. He came from health, and then now in the Trump administration, he's overseeing housing. Don't know how that works out, but I say all of that to say this, and there's so many more. You all have to pay attention, whether they're entertainers, athletes, the politics, to your own doctor, physician, to whomever, mm-hmm. Even though they're a leader of the free world, you have to pay attention. Be on notice. Because there's key points and there's things that they are saying that is going to give themselves away.
Yep.
And you have to pay attention about what this person is saying. And all you have to do is provide them with truth, and they'll get caught up. They'll try to go to a personal attacks. But at the end of the day, if you can articulate yourself, really there's not much that they can do. And they'll be like, oh, okay, I can't get this one. And we're running out of time. To someone else.
You'll notice that Jesse's always running out of time when his narrative isn't working or they're not falling for his little tricks and everything.
Exactly.
Do you have like a little short clip of him saying something to you?
Saying something crazy?
Yeah.
Man, you can hear a plethora of okay. If you all want to hear a plethora of Jesse Lee Peterson,
short compilation. It was so hard to find a short compilation because you have to hear the conversation that's paired with the comment. For instance, he says, "Explain it because I'm black and I'm slow."
Okay,
you're like, where did we go?
There's a brother named Evan Spaulding. He's on YouTube. There's an actual short compilation. He asked that question. Is Jesse Lee Peterson a troll? He actually does go through some short compilation. And it's only going to take a few, like literally short few minutes here. And I'll let you hear what Jesse Lee Peterson has said out of his own mouth.
Yeah, so you all know that, like King said, we're not just picking this one person all. This is not, he's not the coons to end all coons. But he's one of many, okay? And the ones that you all tried to depict as coons, there's been a lot of black people that y'all tried to depict as coons and cancel. Don't touch or compare to the actual coons that's out here. They actually, like King was addressing, they control different aspects of your life on a serious note. And you're out here canceling a celebrity, calling them a coon. That's what I'm saying.
So here we go. Let you go ahead and listen to Jesse himself. And by way of Brother Evan Spaulding, we appreciate you and what you've done.
I don't think going out on a date made you a slut, but having sex with different men made you a slut.
Well, what does it make you if you have sex with different women?
A slut maker.
Now, if you think that's something, wait till you see this.
We can have Black History Month. They haven't done a thing.
My mother was a great woman.
No, she wasn't.
Choo-choo.
The Mexican months and the Indian months and the Japanese months.
You think slavery was a good thing?
Yes. We're going to be celebrating White History Month of July. So happy White History Month, white folks. Thank you for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me, Jesse. I appreciate it.
And the beauty about it that you're black and you made it on time.
We historically silence women. You know, if you've ever noticed...
God bless you and happy Black History Month.
Yeah, thank you. Whatever that is, it's impossible to have peace unless you forgive.
Wait, do you forgive Hitler then?
Yeah.
Now, after watching that...
Right. Now, Brother Evan Spaulding, you know, he pretty much said after watching that, it's kind of hard for you not to, I guess, respond to the brother or kind of realize, like, his reaction or what he's trying to do, what Jesse kind of portrays himself in general as doing, especially within communication with people.
Mm-hmm.
He says some things to trigger and to see your response.
By calling people, males, a beta male once they're not falling for his little game that he be playing.
Right. Now, this is Bishop Terrible Swan. Pretty much is going to give you a summary about who Jesse Lee Peterson is, and also all the other coons that act the same exact way.
Yes, and he was just on his show as well, and Jesse pretty much told him, like, we're running out of time, and didn't he end up cutting his mic off?
Yes.
Continue? Okay.
Yes, he did.
Alright.
Go. Back in a moment, I'll take your call. He is somebody who is full of self-hatred. Somebody who is a tool of the right wing. And when you talk about race hustling, Jesse Lee Peterson is the epitome of a race hustler. Because he gets paid to disparage his own race. He gets paid to say negative things about black people and gets applauded by the white community because of the fact that he speaks negatively and in pejorative terms about his own people. So if you ever really want to talk about a race hustler, it is black people like Reverend Peterson who parrot the talking points of the racist religious right and those that are infected by white supremacy about black people on a day-by-day basis. And that's the ultimate race hustle, that we will give you a radio show, we'll give you a book deal, we'll give you money. If the only thing you need to do is say negative things about black people so that we can point to you as our token black when we're talking to other black people about the racist things that we think about them. And we can say, see, why don't you listen to Jesse Lee Peterson? Why don't you listen to Larry Elder? Why don't you listen to Ben Carson? And so over and over again, we see these boot-licking coons who sit around talking negative about black people. And the reason why I went on the program was because every now and then you need somebody who can speak the truth to these cooning, buck dancing pseudo black men who have found their niche in hating their own people. Do me a favor, share this with your followers. Share this on your page on Facebook Live. Share this with your followers on Twitter, and let them know that the bishop went on with the cooning Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson this morning. I thank y'all for tuning in and for checking me out this morning. All right.
I have a question for you. Do you think that he's doing this along with the other things that he said? You know, like getting certain access to like certain book deals and getting paid a handsome amount for perpetuating this. Do you also think that this is him, in their eyes, trying to live up to, like, that, in quotes, good Negro type of title?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I can actually, yes. Yes. Without a doubt, because you have to be, you have to have an audience.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have an audience, and that audience has to be fed something.
Yeah, facts.
You have to feed that audience something. So Jesse is doing a really good job at feeding this audience, again, what Bishop Tabor Swan has provided. Once you say disparaging things about your own people,
mm-hmm.
it's easier for those that already dislike you to just say, hey, I feel this same way. I can't say it because I'm going to be called racist. But I got somebody that looks like you that can say it. And y'all can't say he technically he's a racist because he looks like you.
Right.
So that's the catch 20. You know, that's the catch behind that. That $1 million question. That's mm-hmm. Honestly, it's a very good question. But again, Jesse's own aspect. I see a hustler when I hear one. He's a hustler. He knows how to get paid. And what we talked about before, you know, coons get paid more because mm-hmm. someone is like, you know what? I just want you to go about that again, that whole talking point and viewership of how we feel. And it doesn't matter. I'll give you a book deal. I'll give you your own TV show. I'll give you X amount of money. And I'll make sure that you have a platform to disparage
yep.
and push negative highlights of your own folks. That's not even true. And what you end up seeing is, if those individuals, which I found out to be funny,
constant character defamation of your own people.
And I think you all need to go read White Rage, because you'll find also in through their publications, through white supremacist publications, even through their fine artistic viewership of how they felt about black people, they took the time and effort through their artistic viewership. So we're not even talking about the resources that they have to even do the opposite effect, which is, you don't disparage people, you encourage people. Don't talk down about people, you build them up. You don't go through the process of trying to get someone that looks like them to literally speak your talking points negatively. You hire someone that looks like them to speak the talking points positively about these people, groups of people. Right. So that lets me know how much resources, honestly, they have to put a person in a position where they can actually do some serious damage, especially if those that are listening don't have the, you know, capabilities thinking for themselves and hearing, oh, this is just another a coon. This is just another paid Negro that's up here dancing and tap dancing and bootlicking for someone else that really doesn't give a crap about you, because all they're going to do is move on to the next one that's going to take a step further. So I keep that in mind. And again, I'm not trying to attack you. You know, no one is trying to attack you. We just want you to realize, and also the race hustling aspect. You do the same thing. The same fires that you claim you're trying to put out, you start. And you you actually have a nice large container of lighter fluid before you start. Before you start it. And we definitely smell the smoke before you start going for it. And you do it all the time, and you need to be aware that there are younger generations that are listening, and we hear you. We understand what you're doing. If you just trying to get your money, then just say that. Don't play with us. Just say, if you're trying to get to the bag, then just say, okay, you know, I'm doing this to get to the bag. Well, at least utilize the money that you're doing to disparage and push and bring us down, and actually put into, oh, wait a minute, you have Bond, right? Where you're building, you know, you're building up black men and things like that, and giving them credits and giving them capital well, what funds are you and things. Them, right? Exactly. What my problem is that your way of what's divvying out? Right. Is that your way of being Robin Hood? Is that your way of being Robin Hood? Then say that. This is my way of being Robin Hood.
Over top of people's freaking face. He a damn veil that we have just lifted. Done.
Queen couldn't have said it better.
Yes, and I do just want to end off with this. I don't just want to end it off with that. The good Negro thing is a complete myth. There's nothing you can do to be a good Negro in a racist, white supremacist eyes.
Nothing.
Okay? There's nothing. Nothing. This is a quote. I'm going to leave you with this. This is a quote that was taken from a paraphrase from General Philip Sheridan talking about Indians in 1869. The only good Negroes I ever saw were dead. Thank you all. That's not all, but it's all for now. Make sure that you write us at qkjj.org. qkjj@hotmail.com. Follow us on Instagram. And rate, review, subscribe, and embrace the facts, conduct your own research, and remember to smile and love yourself. Till next time, I'm Queen Jam.
King Jerry.
We out, y'all.